Thank you very much, Karen, and can I welcome you all here today to NICFA, on the topic innovation for public good. And as I say, it's a great pleasure, to be hosting this afternoon. I suppose first thing to say, we had really hoped to have the Minister for Finance, Arlene Foster, and the woman soon to be First Minister, I think, in Northern Ireland, here with us today. But unfortunately, last minute calculation, because the First and Deputy First have called a meeting of the Northern Ireland Executive, so all ministers are summoned to it. But pleased that one of our staff is going to be filling in. Kelly Wilson is with us today, and she will talk for the Minister. I'm really pleased as well to have with us Jeff Mulligan, who's CEO of Nesta. And when I think about this conference, it really is set to the backdrop of austerity. It's set to the backdrop of the financial crisis that really began to hit us in 2008. Back then in 2008, Jeff and I were both on a Carnegie Commission of Inquiry into the future of civil society. He chaired that. And as I say, at that time, this disaster started to unfold in front of us. And certainly one of the things we thought was, had we been doing this just a little bit earlier, we would have produced an entirely different report, because the world for all of us sort of changed so quickly thereafter, going through 2009 and 2010. So the backdrop is very much about that. And certainly from our point of view, in terms of voluntary and community organisations and NICFA and this organisation, I think that has dominated all our thinking from then to now. And we've been very, very conscious that this world that we're occupying in, very locally, and nationally and wider, has been afflicted, as I say, by this problem of recession or depression, whatever it's been called at various times. So it has dominated our thinking. So we have constantly thought about change and how we deal with change, how we are part of it, not simply have it happen to us, and we've tried to encourage voluntary and community organisations in Northern Ireland in general about that. But we don't stop there. We are thinking about society at large. So everything that we do in our sector is about the wider social and economic impact in Northern Ireland. It is not simply about the interests of individual voluntary organisations here. So that's the backdrop. And one of the things we started to do is we created the Centre for Economic Empowerment here in NICFA, and we looked at research, we looked at exploring things, and what we were looking for is, are there any things that if we did differently in Northern Ireland that might help our social and economic development, particularly our economic development? We all know the difficulties that we have in terms of the shape of the economy here. So we've done quite a bit of research across a very broad range of subjects. I think some of those research papers are all outside, and you can pick them up, or you can get them on the website at any time. But change for us requires innovation. And one of the things that really strikes me is that we have a tendency to moan about the status quo when things aren't too bad, when things are going on okay. But when things turn very bad, the status quo actually becomes very precious and everybody starts to protect it. They protect what they know, what they have, because the fear of the future, I think, is even greater. So we're talking about change here in NICFA. We're talking about innovation. We're talking about how we tackle these issues. And our annual report this year has talked about, is around three themes. It's about the change that we have done for ourselves. It's about the change that we have helped our sector do. And it's about trying to influence change as well in Northern Ireland. Karen mentioned one of the things that people think about, doing more with less. In times of austerity and, in budget crisis and things like that, we talk about doing more with less. I think that mantra ran out of road quite a while back, and we cannot simply think about doing more with less. And in Northern Ireland, to some extent, we have not been hit nearly as bad as some of the departmental expenditure in England, in terms of when you look what has happened to local government. Where you've seen real cuts there of 25% in one CSR, and this time around again, leading to cuts, I imagine, between 40 and 60% to local government in England. We have not faced that, but what we have faced is flat cash in Northern Ireland. What we have faced is a budget that is the same as it was 4 years ago. And in the first CSR from 2010, that probably meant a 5% reduction in real terms over the period, a loss of spending power for little small Northern Ireland of £1.5 billion over that period. And that's where we are now. That's where the settlement is now in Northern Ireland. So I think we are running out of road with the idea that you do more with less. And in the public sector, as we all know, there's a significant reduction coming in the number of staff. And that's because the vast majority of money that we spend really is to staff and the frontline delivery of services. And that is going to be cut back. And I'd imagine in a lot of places they'll be wondering where certain people have gone. So to me, it's not a simple reorganisation of things. We have to think about how we do them differently. So it can't really be about more, doing more with less. We have to think about how we do it differently. And a big mantra for us has been we've got to focus more on prevention rather than cure. Because the one thing that we know about cure in public services, when the government absolutely has to pick up the bill, when they have to do something about it, it's at its most expensive. It's at its most expensive if you're taking children into residential care, if you've got older people moving into residential care, if they're moving into hospital and acute services, very, very expensive. And we need to think about how we intervene before that, how we make it less expensive. Same in prisons. You know, when we're putting people in prison, it costs a lot of money to keep them there. We need to think about how we spend more to tackle recidivism and not have the need to put so many people in. So we want to see how you cut crime and things like that. So we can't, as I say, keep doing more with less. And to give you some idea, I think, of public expenditure in Northern Ireland, the Department of Health, social services, public safety accounts for, depends how you count the budget, but maybe up to 47% of the budget. When you look to DCAL, and I know we are merging those departments, 1% of the budget, you know, tiny in comparison. If we are to protect DHSS PS spend at the moment in this CSR going forward, at the end of the period, it'll probably protect, and that would just maybe give them a modicum of an uplift, probably means that they would have about 60% of the budget at the end of the period. So we can't simply do that, I think. You can't say, as the public quite often would, we need to protect health. That's very important. We all agree, you know, with that. But if we do that, it'll obliterate the spending in every other public service in Northern Ireland. So as I say, we got to think very much about that. So what do we do? In my view, innovation, new thinking, doing different things in different ways becomes the absolutely critical thing. And I think that's what we're here to hear about this afternoon, and that's what we're here to talk about. And as I say, for us, I think this is a theme that has to remain with us all. We ran a conference on innovation back in March. We're doing this here again today. It's to tie all these things together, and I think that's where we have to say. And as I say, I'll be really interested in the input on behalf of the Minister and from Jeff in terms of today to stimulate our thinking, because some people, a lot of cliches get used, and some people talk about burning platforms. I think we are in that place now, and if we don't take some of the issues into hand ourselves, then simply our services and what happens to the public will get worse. And what will happen is that we will go into a more negative position, a spiralling down. So the chance is here for us now to do something that might change that and might lead to a better future. Our position is what it is with regard to the available public expenditure, and that, I think, is what we have to deal with. And thank you, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the conference today.
Thank you, Seamus.